This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I'm curious, how many of you here remember a popular comedian from the past known as Flip Wilson? Raise your hand. Yeah, most of the adults around my age, at least, and older remember him. Flip Wilson was a famous comedian, and he was known for saying the following during some of his comedy routines. You might remember he would say, "The devil made me do it." And of course, people would laugh when he said this. However, in real life, the fact that the devil made me do it is really no laughing matter. In fact, Scripture teaches that if Jesus is not Lord of our lives, then the only other option is that we are slaves of the devil. Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes about people who were once unbelievers. In Ephesians 2, it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air," that's the devil, "the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the desires of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath." Now, did you hear what Paul said? By nature, we are objects of God's wrath. Paul means that we deserve damnation because we are conceived as people who are opposed to God and are controlled by the devil. And this would be our eternal fate unless Jesus saves us. Sadly, many people who reject Christ and embrace a life of sin think they are free. They think they are in control of their own lives, but they are actually puppets of the devil. Now, at this point, some of you might be wondering, well, who is the devil anyway? Well, very simply put, the devil is one of the angels God created. The devil rebelled against God, and other angels also followed the devil, and they are known as demons or evil spirits. Now, the devil and all his evil angels were cast away from God's presence. However, the devil and his angels were not content to live in hell themselves. They wanted humans to suffer along with them. So the devil tempted Adam and Eve to rebel against God, and as you know, they took the bait. Adam and Eve turned from God and became evil. And the result of their choice is that all humans descended from them are conceived with the same evil hearts. We are by nature objects of wrath who are controlled by the devil, whether we realize it or not. But God so loved us, He did not give us the wrath we deserve. Instead, God sent Jesus to save us from our sin and to rescue us from the power of the devil. But how did Jesus do this? Well, earlier in Mark chapter 1, specifically verses 12 through 13, we read what happened after Jesus was baptized. Mark writes, "At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan." Mark says that Jesus was tempted by Satan, which is another name for the devil. Now, the name Satan actually means accuser. You see, once the devil tempts us to sin against God, he then takes on his satanic role and accuses us before God, with the result that we despair and we hide from God. Now today's gospel reading is also from Mark chapter 1, and it deals with events that take place after Jesus is tempted by Satan. Today's gospel tells us that Jesus drives out an evil spirit who had possessed a man. Now there are two things we learn from this text. First, this evil spirit is one of the fallen angels. And please note that this evil spirit knows exactly who Jesus is, the Son of God. The demons fear Jesus. The demons know that God is in control. As we sang in the sermon hymn, he's got the whole world in his hands, and the devils know it. The demons know that Jesus will destroy them. But the devil and his demons also want us to be destroyed along with them. Now the second thing we learn from this text is that all unbelievers are possessed whether they realize it or not. That usually shocks us. You see, we tend to think that the only people who might be candidates for demon possession are those people who act oddly and appear to be totally out of control. But if you read Scripture carefully, you find out that all unbelievers are possessed. If you do not have the Holy Spirit in your life, then the only other option is that you are controlled by evil spirits. For example, in John chapter 8, Jesus speaks to Jewish religious leaders who were admired for their godly lives and honored for their good behavior. I mean, my friends, these Jewish leaders are the kind of people you would want for your neighbors. But they were also unbelievers because they refused to trust in Jesus as their Savior. Now listen carefully to what Jesus says to them. If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. There you have it. Unbelievers think they are good people who are in control of their lives, but unless we belong to God, we are slaves of Satan. If we do not live by the Holy Spirit, then we are controlled by evil spirits. But I have good news for you. Remember what Peter said about Jesus in our first reading from Acts chapter 10? Listen again. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my Son." Here we see that Jesus is not merely a man. Jesus is also God. And that's why the demons fear him. That's why Jesus says what he does earlier in John chapter 8. Listen to what he says. "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Jesus says that he has come to give us true freedom. In other words, Jesus rescues you from your sin. He also rescues you from the power of the devil. And because of Jesus, you are now God's children. How did Jesus accomplish this for us? Well, first, Jesus speaks the truth to us. And my friends, the truth of God is the devil's demise, because he is a liar. God's truth exposes the fact that we are sinners who deserve his wrath. You see, the devil loves to lie to people and tell them, hey, you're basically good people. Oh, you might do a few bad things here and there, but God doesn't really care. As long as you do a few good things, that'll make up for your bad things, and God will look the other way when you sin. No. Jesus speaks the truth and shows us that we are by nature God's enemies who deserve nothing but hell. But God's truth also points us to Jesus, who came to save us from God's wrath. Why do you think the devil does all he can to turn people's eyes away from what Christ did on the cross? You see, on the cross is where Jesus saves us from God's wrath. Jesus suffered God's wrath in our place. Jesus took our sins to the cross, where he was damned for you and for me. No wonder the devil does all he can to keep Jesus from going to the cross. If you read the Gospels, the devil's always getting Jesus to turn away from that path to Calvary, because he knows that when Jesus dies on the cross and says, "It is finished," that will be his ultimate demise. The devil understood this very well. That's why the devil continued to tempt Jesus even while Jesus was hanging on the cross. It's interesting, when Jesus is on the cross, the devil works through some people who say to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross and save yourself." I'm sure that was very tempting for Jesus. Here he was, the Holy Son of God. Here we are, sinners rejecting him. It would have been very easy for him to say, "I've had it with these people. Let them go to hell. I'm going back to heaven." But he didn't. Jesus didn't come down from the cross. Jesus didn't save himself. Why? Because he was too busy saving you and me. The death of Jesus is the devil's demise. My friends, the devil has been defeated. Death has been destroyed. Jesus has saved you. You now belong to God. And that means you are free to live as God's people and follow Jesus for all eternity. But you need to understand something. Even though you are saved, the devil isn't going to give up. The devil knows his time is short, and the devil doesn't want to go to hell without you. And that's why Peter says what he does in our epistle reading. Hear it again. "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Now, how can we avoid being devoured by the devil's deceptions? How can we avoid falling away from Jesus? Peter gives us the answer. He says, "Resist the devil, standing firm in the faith." Did you hear that? We are to resist the devil, but we cannot do it by our own power. In fact, if we try to resist the devil by our own power, we will lose every time. Instead, Peter says, stand firm in the faith. Trust in Jesus. Rest in his strength. Trust his promises. As Peter says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." My friends, Jesus died on the cross for you. And that event was the devil's demise. You have been baptized in God's name. Your sins are forgiven. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. You belong to God. And that means you can resist the devil and all his wicked ways. However, this good news doesn't mean that you will never be tempted. This good news doesn't mean that you will never sin. But the good news does mean that the Holy Spirit will always convict you of sin, and He will always be moving you to trust in Jesus as your Savior. So my friends, when Satan accuses you of your sin, when the devil drives you to despair and wants you to think that God could never love you, then simply say to him, "Be gone, Satan! I am baptized. Jesus died for me. Jesus conquered death for me. Jesus lives as my Lord and Savior. Devil, you have met your demise. Amen." Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.